Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, but what will you believe? It's all.
Know that he's bigger than that. Whatever you're dealing with today, know that he's bigger than that. Do not put that above Christ. Welcome to the Word at Number. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I thank God for you. I thank God that we're yet able to speak a triumphant word through Christ, because Satan is defeated. Regardless of what you've been told, he's the defeated foe. Jesus have already took the victory. Now he wants us to walk in that same victory. And every born-again believer is God's greatest victory. When we get born again, in other words, God said, I put it on the table and y'all ate it, and that made him happy. Hallelujah. Just like if you had a child, and your child hadn't really been eating, and all of a sudden you give them food, and they start eating it, boy, that makes you happy. And that makes you happy. When we, as his children, eat from his table. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll go ahead on and get us started this week with a word of prayer and with whatever else God put on her heart.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. He's bigger than that. You know, no matter what we're going through, God is bigger than that. The doctor may say one thing, but remember, God is bigger than that. Might be going through situations, heartache and pain. God is bigger than all of that. So what we have to do is put our trust in him. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come today thanking you for the word, Father God. We thanking you for our listeners and all those that participate. We thanking you for our pastor. Thanking you, Lord, for those that listen by internet, Lord. We give you praise today, Father God, for your word is faithful and your word is true. And we thank you, Father God, because we are putting our trust in you today, Father God, not in circumstances, not in what we hear, not in social media. We're putting our faith in you today, Father God, which is your word. Allow this word,
yeah.
Father God, be in our hearts right now, Father God.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you for that. We're thanking you, Father God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and that we
yeah.
are to stand on that word no matter what's going on. Don't sway to the left and don't sway to the right, but just trust you for all things, Lord. We binding up anything and everything to try to come up against the word of God today and against the listeners and those that participate in our pastor. We binding up any negativity, Father God, right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you and we're giving you praise. For you said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So let us have our mind stayed on you today, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And those that are going through, Lord, just give them that peace that they need and determination to stay focused in the word of God, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us trust you at all things and in everything, Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, have your way. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in our hearts. Open up our hearts and minds to this word. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, from Akron, Ohio. God bless you. We are talking about continuing in the faith. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, as long as you live a Christian life, you're going to have to walk in this faith. You're going to have to continue in the faith. And the Spirit spoke to me and said three things to me, and I'm going to share it with you guys. First of all, it says, faith should never be allowed to stand still.
All right.
Your faith should never be allowed to stand still. You should always be meditating on the word so you can feed your faith, so we can feed our faith and build up our area in our faith walk with God, according to Ephesians 1:16-23. Now, I'm going to ask Pastor to do something I don't normally ask to do, but I'm going to ask to do so that we can get these foundational scriptures in. I'm going to just ask you to read them, and maybe tomorrow we'll really discuss them. But along with Colossians 1 and 21 through 23, that's our main scripture for this subject. Now, we're going to have some supporting scriptures, if you will, like having a supporting cast. And we'll start with Ephesians 1:16, let's see, through 23. And we're going to talk about what it takes to continue in faith. We're going to talk about what hinders your faith. Do you know you can hinder your own faith by not having faith in your faith? God give you a word.
Amen.
You got to have faith in that word. You got to act on that word. James 1:22 says you got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because once you become a hearer only, you deceive yourself. Why you want to deceive yourself? You can't even blame that on the devil. You're deceiving your own self.
Amen.
So you have to act on that word. But faith should never be allowed to stand alone. Ephesians 1:16-23.
Okay, from the King James. Cease not to give thanks. Okay, let me start over. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. He, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen, amen. And from the message. Oh,
I'm just going to the King James Version. And then tomorrow when we get into them, we'll do, because I have a bunch of more scriptures I want to share. Okay, Pastor, okay. You there?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, and so pretty much Paul's ministry was about warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom that, that may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now, I want y'all to hear that. That's not a misprint, to present every man in Christ Jesus. So when he's preaching and teaching to the people at Ephesians, or at the Ephesus, the church at Ephesus, what he was... the same thing he did with the people in the book of Colossians, to whom God made known what is the riches of his glory... Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's a mystery. A mystery is something that everybody don't know. Everybody can't figure it out.
Amen.
It's like when the Bible talk about Christ Jesus, that's a mystery to some people. But people who understand Christ Jesus means spiritual, that's not a mystery. There's a mystery to those who can't get Rubik's Cube. That's the name of that thing, Pastor, with all the different colors.
Yes.
What is that called? Rubik's Cube?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right, Pastor.
But that's a mystery to a lot of people, how people are able to just put all them colors. But to those that do it, that's not a mystery.
Amen.
You know, that's not a mystery. I used to bowl a long time ago, and it was a mystery to how I could make that ball actually curve into the pocket. It is just the hit pin and go, boom, right up in there. Well, that's a mystery to those that didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But to those that knew that, it wasn't a mystery. So Paul is teaching the people, knowing revelation knowledge, knowing the mystery that is in Christ Jesus. So in order to know that, you have to get in Christ. So the scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, you began to learn these new things. Also, in the book of Colossians, well, since we're over there in Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. These are going to be our scriptures that we're going to share this week. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, Pastor.
Okay. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
Okay, so you want to know what reconciliation is? You want to know what it means to be reconciled? This is it right here. To be reconciled is to put it back. God have reconciled us, and he did it with love. He did it out of love. The Bible said we've been quickened, made alive, together with Christ. So he didn't say Jesus now. He said Christ. By grace are you saved, but it's through your faith in the grace. But you have to continue in faith so this can become a reality to you. See? Yeah. So he calls your spirit to die and come alive together with Christ. The Bible says he raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Not Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Amen. See, that's the mystery that a person has to know. You have to become spiritual-minded to understand this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get away from a lot of foolishness and put your mindset and get it renewed on the Word of God so you can see this. Well, like over here in Colossians 1:12, let's see here, 1:12-15. But I want you all to know we're going to go over this stuff tomorrow, but I'm just giving you this so you can kind of meditate on it, go over it. I like the fact that God says, the Word says that God is rich in mercy. And I got to think about it. I said, Lord, what does the word rich really mean? And I looked it up. I did a research. This word rich is innumerable wealth. In other words, you can't measure the wealth. There are some people you can't even measure. This is the kind of rich he's talking about. The number you can't number it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's where your desires is there. If your desire is to know more about God, to be more into God, to be more into the things of God, then God's going to make this known to you. See, we've all walked that way. We've all walked in the natural. But God is calling us to a higher level, brothers and sisters. I just want to share that with
you. Hello.
But he did it through Christ Jesus. That's what that seventh verse said. He did it through Christ Jesus. So we're going to get into that this week. The other scripture we're going to get into is Colossians 1:12-15. See, it's bringing us right back around to where we want to be at by continuing in faith. And understanding where the church at today. You got to know where the church at. People get angry when you start teaching them the truth. They get angry with you. Because, see, they'll put their body, well, actually, they'll put their organization and their denomination above Christ. Now, they'll tell you they don't do that, but that's how slick Satan is. He gets you to thinking you're not. But really, you have to ask yourself, and do an examination of yourself. When I'm talking, am I talking about my denomination? Am I talking about my pastor? Or am I talking about Christ? You've been made alive with Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, but, and then they got excuses down the list. But anyway, in the book of Colossians, the first chapter, and the 12 through the 15th verse, read that for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Amen.
Yeah.
You have to see this like this. He said, you ought to be giving thanks to the Father for this, who have made us. And this word made is something that a person does from their own mind, their own intellect, and their own strength. We've been made, shape form, to be comparable to Christ. Well, how did he do that? Well, first of all, he created us in his image, after his likeness.
Yes.
And Ephesians 1 says that we're his workmanship. Now, I tell you, when you understand we're God's masterpiece, we're his masterpiece. You should be able to, people see you, they should be able to see that you're God's masterpiece. And you ought to be giving thanks for that. He made us to be meek, to be the partakers of an inheritance of the saints in the light, brothers and sisters.
Thank
you. To be meek, M-E-E-T, that means that, let me explain it to you this way, because I don't want nobody to miss this. We can be just like God now. We can interchange. We can interact. Where before we couldn't do that because we were sinners. But we're not that any longer. We're the very righteousness of God. God went through the process of making Jesus to become sin for us, which allowed us now to become a new creature. The Bible don't say what we look like, because see, everybody be trying to get a look and see. You can't do that. You can't look through the optical nerve and see what's in us. Praise God for that. Because we look like anybody else.
Amen.
What sets you apart is because you're living in this revelated life, or you're living a life of revolution and revelation, and you're part of a new creation, if you will.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because now we've been made meek, and that word meek is the same thing he did with Eve. You know, when God made Eve, he made Eve become a helpmeet to Adam, simply meaning this. Eve and Adam could do anything they wanted to do together.
It's
real over the hill for some people, but I'm telling you, Adam and Eve, they was help me. Eve could match with Adam in everything. If they wanted to have a child, they could do it. That's what help me did. He couldn't get a gorilla. He couldn't get a gorilla. He couldn't get a giraffe and have a child. He couldn't do that.
Amen.
He made somebody comfortable to him that was just like him, and they could become one. Preacher. I want y'all to see this. We became one with Christ. That's the mystery. This ain't nothing going to happen. This have already happened, brothers and sisters. That's why the Bible said we have been delivered. He delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son. You got to hear that, man.
Yeah. Amen.
We can dance with God. Now we're partners. Now we can dance with him. We're on the same dance floor. This is part of the inheritance. You get this inheritance now. You don't get it when you die. Inheritance is given to you now. That was left for you. When Christ left here, he left this inheritance for us to enjoy now.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the blood does. That's the redemption was through his blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. We inherit this. We're a bunch of inheriting people, boy. don't care what it looked like. It doesn't matter what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did this, you did that. See, you're going to always have those accusers, so don't worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you happy that God is how God see you and not how man see you? Man
yeah,
will never see
yeah.
you like God will see you. Because, see, God has already forgiven you. The moment you ask him, he'll forgive you. The Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So God
yeah.
already took care of that. The other folks are wrestling with that. They're having trouble with that. And probably mad at God because he forgave you. Yeah.
Mm, have mercy.
Well, anyway, we got a lot to cover this week. Want to talk about what we get because of being in Christ. There's a lot of things that we got to get rid of a lot of negative stuff. Sickness mind, mm-hmm. trouble mind, poverty mind,
yeah.
Passing away. There's so many negativities. We got to get rid of that garbage. And start thinking
Amen.
That you like Christ now. You act like Christ,
mm-hmm.
talk like Christ, walk like Christ. Because you are Christ's.
Yes.
You belong to him. That,
mm-hmm.
that's not just words. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. That's
Hallelujah.
What you. That's part of your inheritance that you get for being in Christ. Because you can have his mind now. Let his mind be in you. Which is, you can have that. You can have
Amen.
It's your right.